Okay, it's 10th of Shvat, January 16th, on page Samach. Let's start again from the fourth line. Kol ha'avod b'toru mitzvos mechuvenes el haguf. After having said that the bodily yearnings and sensations can be the root of all tumah, and that was the godless of the young boy who made himself a nazir when he felt the first feelings of being drawn in that direction. At the same time, the whole avoda of Torah mitzvahs focused on the body. Which is why the Torah was given to us and not to malachim. Chazal mashal mashal alza. Chazal gave us the following mashal from the Medrash in Tehillim. Reb Nachunya b'Shen Reb Yehuda Omer. Mashal adam shahelo ben. It's analogous to a person who had a son. V'hayosu ben chaser etzba achas. Son was missing a finger. V'holach lelamdo umnus. He went to train him in a craft. V'haysasham umnus achas shetarach kol ha'etzbaos. But there was a craft that needed all fingers. Can't do it without that finger. Achar yomim bo aviv etzlo. After some time, the father came to him. V'metzoh shalolo marosa umnus. And he found that he hadn't learned it. Amar l'rabo, so he said to his master, his trainer, lo limadato umnazo, you didn't train him. Amar lo, umnazo tzricha kol etzbaos, it needs all the fingers. Bincha chaser etzba v'ena yachal olamda. Your son is missing one and he can't learn it. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malachim. So said Hashem to the malachim, ein hator maskayem espachem, the Torah can't be fulfilled through you. Lama she'ein b'neichem periviv'rivya, v'lmisa, v'lotumah, v'locholi, ela kulchem kedoshim. You don't have procreation, you don't die, you don't have tumah, you don't have illness, but you're entirely holy. Very interesting analogy. It sounds like, in many aspects, the malachim would be very good candidates, but they're missing something. They're missing something that man has.
Is there something about there being one finger missing? We're supposed to be not very much missing.
Yeah, it's interesting. You think it's like the central thing. There's a famous Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisro about the Medrash that says that they lost the right to the Torah when they ate Basar B'Cholof at Adam HaRishon's house. Right, there's a Medrash that says when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, so the Malachim were opposed, and actually many Drashim that start that way, or a number of them. Moshe responded, and Hashem says that you lost the when they ate Basar B'Cholof at Avraham Avinu's house, they lost the right to the Torah. So the Midrashim often put deep ideas in simple words. It sounds like you got out, you did an avera, you disqualified. But Beis Halevi explains that Basar B'Cholof is an area where we distance things. We don't eat at the same table, we wait in between. Those are all safeguards. The Torah is given to beings who need safeguards, who have the potential for error, the potential for succumbing to sin, and need to be protected from it. Malachim are perfect. The whole idea of Basar B'Cholof, you ate Basar B'Cholof because you're able to. They ate them successively. Right. So you don't have the whole flavor of these mitzvahs doesn't apply to you. That's the idea. That's how the Beis Halevi explains it. It's a very compelling piece, which I think is the same thing. And as Malachim are very holy, the Torah is holy, we're always trying to be like Malachim. So in the one sense, yeah, they should be the perfect candidates, but there's an aspect that the Torah is meant to be fulfilled through people who have the
potential. Physical.
Through physical, which is almost identical with the potential for error, the potential for sin,
the
chira to do the wrong thing, and so on. That's the missing finger.
So it's evil inclination, it's actually an asset.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what he says. Hatar miskayemes dafka baguf. Hatar is fulfilled specifically through the body. V'chol avodaseinu b'tara l'kacho l'haloso ad kidei kach shehu haguf yizko l'netzach l'tchi b'tchi es mesen. Our whole avod in the Torah is to sanctify it and to elevate it so much so that it, the body, would reach, will merit eternity and living in tchi es mesen.
Kavod's not guf. Yeah, that's a missing finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kavod is considered a more spiritual Yetzirah, but it's not. Yeah, it's higher than. It's higher than other Yetziraras, but I don't know that it's spiritual. It can be associated with the body. I mean,
his weight.
Huh?
His weight.
Yeah. I mean, sort of pride in one's looks is bodily associated. It can be pride in one's accomplishments. It's true. Malachim don't have the pursuit of kavod either. Kula mahuvim, kula. To what degree is that a function of the body? It's an interesting question. Not sure.
Sinner, kas.
Yeah, but those are. I mean, I think that's. That's our thinking and our feeling is associated with the chemicals that make us up. It's not pure das.
Emotional.
Yeah, pure das is not subject to getting angry and frustrated and so on. I think it's a good question that to what degree are all yetziraras coming from the body. Haguf tzarach lislabish b'mitzvos. The body needs to be cloaked with mitzvahs. Akasha adam v'chavanis artelu meha mitzvah shenitna lahem. When Adam and Chava became naked of the mitzvah that was given to them, what happened? That word nisartilu, that's always the targum for arum. Artiloin, you look in Targum Onkelos, and you know, they were arum, and it's artiloin. So when they were unclad and they lost the mitzvah that they have, a yedu ke arumim hem, they knew they were naked. It happens to be physically also, but he's giving a level of explanation that right after losing the one mitzvah they had, they're arum. So the body needs to be cloaked with mitzvahs. It needs mitzvahs that are associated with it. Yisrael kedoshim heim. Yisrael are holy. V'nim no'im mikol mashem mev lideh his oru shal hargoshos haguf. And they refrain from everything that is associated with arousal of the body. Kechisuf haguf lo tzorach, like exposing the body unnecessarily. Levishas begodim tzorim ma'od, wearing tight clothing, v'chadoma, and the like. Mikan minag Yisrael shalol legadol blurus. That's where the minag Yisrael, at least among some, not to grow what they call in yeshivas a chup, not to have long hair in the front, which is not universal, but that's what he's talking about. It's mentioned in the Gemara. Meidach, on the other hand, me'avodas Hashem he lishkod al nekiyos haguf v'briyuso. On the other hand, it is part of avodas Hashem to be diligent with the cleanliness of the body and its health. Sharehu kli umnusa shel hatar. It is the kli umnus. It's the craftsman's tool for Torah, as per the Medrash above. Kol asher yigdal adam b'Torah yoser u'margish b'achreach shegufali is artel mekedusha u'mitzvos. All that a person grows in Torah, the more he feels that his body shouldn't be naked of the holiness of kedusha and mitzvos. Humad isiv menachos. That's the meaning of the Gemara. Menachos tana rabbanu chavivin Yisrael should sivavana kadosh baruch hu mitzvos. Kol Yisrael is chaviv, is beloved. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs. Tefillin b'rasheyin, tefillin b'zroosayin, v'tzitzit b'begdein, mezuzos chayin. You have tefillin on the head, on the arm, tzitzit on the garment, mezuzos on the door. V'alein amar David, sheva v'yom hel alticheh, mishpatei tzidkecha. That's what David meant when he said seven a day. I think it's referring to seven different mitzvahs. I'll praise you. And this is the famous Medrash. When David was in the bathhouse and saw himself unclad, Amar Oilish Amar Arum below mitzvah. Woe to me that I should stand naked of any mitzvah. The Kaven Shinizkar Bamila Shabubsaro Nisyashvadaita. When he remembered Mila, which is part of his flesh, so he was eased, put at ease. V'acha sheyotza amar la shira shenemar lanatzeach al hashminis mizma l'david al mila shenitna b'shminis lanatzeach al hashminis on the 8th, which is a reference to Milo, which is given on the 8th day. Lombish's farm, I'll try to figure out what he felt he was lacking and what did he not realize initially. Is it that the mitzvah of Mila stays with you, you know? But just at a basic level, where we're coming from here is this association, not just to do mitzvahs, not just to have the merit of mitzvahs, but mitzvahs associated with the body. We just listed all kinds of mitzvahs that have physical proximity to a person. Zoi chavivus and shal Yisrael shegufa mesuv mitzvos tamei. This is the chavivus, the belovedness of Klal Yisrael, that their body is surrounded in mitzvos constantly. Man nifla hargoshes David Melech v'shalom shalom rotzal lamed arum b'lo mitzvah. How incredible is David Melech's feeling that he didn't want to stand arum without a mitzvah. In light of what he's saying here, we understand that in a different light. It's not just like a nice idea. I love mitzvah so much, I'd like to be able to have them nearby. It's an error, and it's going down the wrong path to follow the physical in terms of hedonism. It's the Torah idea is the body does need mitzvahs. That's it. I will finish up tomorrow.